بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فعن سلمان رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في آخر يوم من شعبان فقال: يا أيها الناس، قد أظلكم شهر عظيم مبارك، شهر فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر، شهر جعل الله صيامه فريضة وقيام ليله تطوعا، ومن تقرب فيه بخصلة كان كمن أدى فريضة فيما سواه، ومن أدى فريضة فيه كان كمن أدى 70 فريضة فيما سواه، وهو شهر الصبر، والصبر ثوابه الجنة، وشهر المواساة، وشهر يزاد في رزق المؤمن، وشهر يزاد في رزق المؤمن فيه من فطر فيه صائما كان مغفرة لذنوبه وإدك رقبته من النار، وكان له مثل أجره من غير أن ينقص من أجره شيء. قالوا: يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، ليس كلنا يجد ما يفطر الصائم. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يؤتي الله هذا الثواب من فطر صائما على تمرة أو شربة ماء أو مذقة لبن، وهو شهر أوله رحمة، وأوسطه مغفرة، وآخره إتق من النار. من خفف عن مملوكه فيه غفر الله له وعاتقه من النار. واستكثروا فيه من 4 خصال: خصلتين ترضون بهما ربكم، وخصلتين لا غناء بكم عنهما. فأما الخصلتان اللتان ترضون بهما ربكم فشهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وتستغفرونه، وأما الخصلتان اللتان لا غناء بكم عنهما فتسألون الله الجنة وتعوذون به من النار. ومن سقى صائما سقاه الله من حوض شربة لا يظمأ حتى يدخل الجنة. رواه ابن خزيمة في صحيحه. سلمان رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ says: خطبنا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, the messenger of Allah صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم gave a khutbah, he addressed us on the last day of Sha'ban, so just a day before Ramadan. And he mentioned in this khutbah various virtues of the month of Ramadan. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam was encouraging the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alihi Majma'in to value the month that was to begin the day after. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in his khutbah during his address, فَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, O people, قَدْ أَذَلَّكُمْ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ, there comes upon you a great month. The month of Ramadan is a great month, and also it is a blessed month. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that from amongst the 12 months, this month is not an ordinary month. This month is a great month. It is a revered month. It is full of reverence. And it is full of barakah. It is a mubarak month, blessed month. And the one who values this month will become revered and blessed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. شَهْرٌ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. It is a month in which there lies a night which is better than 1,000 months. 1,000 months is more than 80 years. So in this month, in the month of Ramadan, there is a night which is better than 1,000 months. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadr khayrun min alf shahr. Laylatul qadr, the night of power, is better than 1,000 months. And this night lies within the month of Ramadan. And there is an opinion that Laylatul Qadr moves around throughout the 30 days of Ramadan. So it is possible that Laylatul Qadr could be in the first 10 days, it could be in the second 10 days, it could be in the last 10 days. But majority of the ulama are of the opinion that Laylatul Qadr moves around, it rotates during the last 10 days only. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alaihi wasallam says that in the month of Ramadan, there is a night which is more better than 1,000 months, which is better than more than 80 years. How much better than 1,000 months? Only Allah knows. Better than 1,000 months. Now it could be worth 80 years, it could be worth 90 years, it could be worth 100 years. It could be worth 150 years. How much better it is than 30 months? Than 1,000 only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. How much better it is than 1,000 months? It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So if 1,000 months is equivalent to approximately 80 years, 81, 82, 83 years, somewhere there, then Laylatul Qadr is not equivalent to 83 years. It is better than 83 years. How much better? Only Allah knows. So if a person worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this night, Laylatul Qadr, if he was lucky to have been worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this night, night of Qadr, Laylatul Qadr, night of power, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant him reward for worshipping him more than 83 years, 82 years, 81 years, more than 1,000 months. It is as if he has worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than 1,000 months. Now if a person was fortunate enough to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 12 times during Laylatul Qadr, then it is as if he has worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala approximately 1,000 years. And this Laylatul Qadr lies in the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. It rotates in the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. It could be on the 21st, it could be on the 22nd, it could be on the 23rd, it could be on the 24th, in the last 10 nights. And majority of the times, it rotates during the odd nights. So it could be on the 22nd, it could be on the 24th, it could be on the 26th, it could be on the 28th, but majority of the times, the slot is 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, and 29th. So one should try his utmost to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these last 10 nights of Ramadan. If a person sincerely engages himself in doing good from Maghrib until As-Subhu Sadiq, until dawn, for 10 days only, then he will acquire the reward of Laylatul Qadr, which is the reward of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for more than 80 years. Now, is it difficult? Especially during the days of summer, nights of summer, when the adhan of Maghrib will be called at approximately between 8:30 and 9:30, and the fasting will begin anything between 1:30 and 3:30. Is it difficult for a person to look after himself during this time and engage in worship? These days of summer is the season to acquire the reward of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the night of Qadr. Because the nights are so short. So one should endeavor to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. He should make sure that he performs Salatul Maghrib with Jama'ah. He should make sure he performs Salatul Isha with Jama'ah. He should make sure he performs the Sunan, the Nawafil, the Wajib. He should make sure he performs Salatul Taraweeh. And he should make sure that he abstains from everything that brings the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very important. Because if a person worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout a night or throughout a day, and he commits a sin, then all his worship becomes filthy. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Rubba qaimin laysa lahu min qiyamihi illa sahar." There are so many people who make qiyam throughout the night, who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the night, who engage in dhikr, who engage in tilawah, who engage in learning and teaching throughout the night. But in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are given nothing, nothing whatsoever. The only thing they have acquired is a sleepless night, a night without sleep. Why? Because whilst worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the night, they have committed a sin. They have backbited somebody. They have accused somebody. They have looked down upon somebody with their heart and mind that look at this person, look what he is doing, look at this wretched person, look at his habit. Sheikh Saadi, rahimahullah ta'ala, a very great saint, he says that one night I woke up with my father to perform tahajjud. And he said, there were many people sleeping with us. So either it was in the masjid or during a journey. He said, my father woke up for tahajjud. I also woke up for tahajjud. Children learn from their parents. We performed tahajjud. And after performing tahajjud, I exclaimed and said, dear father, look at these lazy people sleeping. They cannot even wake up for tahajjud. So he felt proud of himself. And he began looking down upon other people. Performing tahajjud was not fard. If a person was granted tawfiq to perform tahajjud, alhamdulillah, it is a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should all perform tahajjud. If we are able to wake up at its mustahab time, just before dawn, in the last part of the night, alhamdulillah. If not, then we should make a habit of performing at least 2 rak'ah after the Isha Salat with the intention of tahajjud. And then increase it to 4 rak'ah, then to 6 rak'ah, then to 8 rak'ah. And try to wake up also at the preferred time. But each person should make a habit of performing at least 2 rak'ah with the niyyah, with the intention of tahajjud. So after the Isha Salat, perform 2 rak'ah sunnah. Thereafter 2 rak'at nafl with the intention of tahajjud, and thereafter perform salatul witr. There are so many barakat in tahajjud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those people who perform tahajjud. But tahajjud is not fard. So he made this comment that look at these people, lazy people sleeping. So Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi alayhi says, my father said to me, that instead of waking up for tahajjud, performing tahajjud and make this comment. Instead of waking up for tahajjud, performing tahajjud and with that making this comment, this negative comment regarding other people, it was better that you also remain asleep with them. Because if you had remained asleep with them, you would not have performed tahajjud, but you would not have committed this sin of looking down upon people. So they have not performed tahajjud. But they have also saved themselves from committing a sin. Whereas you have performed tahajjud, which is sunnah, which is nafl. But with that you have committed a sin, a major sin. Which brings the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we want to acquire blessings from our life, it is very, very important that whilst carrying out good deeds, we must abstain from wrong. That is the greatest ibadah, to make sure that we do not do anything which displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we want to benefit from our stay in the Haramain Sharifain, from our stay in Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Munawwara, we must abstain from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whilst carrying out so many tawaf, engaging in so much tilawat, so many nawafil, staying in the haram, if we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are spoiling our nafla ibadat that we are carrying out. If we want to benefit from auspicious moments, from blessed nights, from blessed days, we must make sure that we abstain from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So during the last 10 nights of Ramadan, let us make a firm resolution that we will perform Salat with Jama'ah, we will perform Taraweeh, and we will spend every moment in doing good, and we will make sure that we do not commit a single sin. Inshallah, we will acquire the benefits of Laylatul Qadr. And our aim should be that throughout the month of Ramadan, we will not commit a single mistake. Throughout the month of Ramadan, we will make sure that we perform all 5 times Salat regularly with Jama'ah. We will perform all Sunan, we will perform all Nawafil. If we have any Qadha on our heads, we will try to complete our Qadha. We will not waste a single moment throughout the month of Ramadan. And not only throughout the month of Ramadan, our aim should be that I will not waste a single moment of my life. In Ramadan, out of Ramadan. I will not commit a single sin during Ramadan, out of Ramadan. So in the month of Ramadan, there is a night which is more precious than 1,000 months. We should make a habit of spending also during these last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, reciting the Quran. Man qama laylatal qadri imanan wa ihtisaban. One who engages in ibadah. Which ibadah? Any ibadah. All ibadah. Not only qiyam in salat. No. Man qama. One who engages in ibadah during the Laylatul Qadr, during the night of power, imanan with iman, wa ihtisaban with the intention of acquiring reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. That should be his only intention, not to show people. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَمِّهِ. All his past sins are forgiven. During the night of power, when Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam and the angels with Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam find people engaged in ibadah, they shake hands with such people. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that there dawns upon you a month. The first quality of this month is azim. It is full of azma. It is full of reverence. It is full of greatness. So one who benefits from this month will become great and revered in the eyes of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the eyes of the angels, he will become revered in Jannah. Second quality, Mubarak. This month is full of barakah. One who values this month, he will become Mubarak. He will become blessed in the eyes of Allah, in the eyes of the Malaika. Third quality, Shahrun. Fihi laylatun khayrun min alf shahr. In this month, there is a night which is better than 1,000 months. So if a person worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this night, it is as if he has worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for more than 1,000 months. This month is not far away. We are in the month of Rajab, Shaban will follow, and thereafter the month of Ramadan will commence. Let us mentally and practically prepare ourselves for this month of Ramadan so that we can reap the benefits of this month of Ramadan. Let us tie ourselves down to a very strict timetable from now. I will wake up at this time, I will sleep at this time, I will perform this salat at this time, I will have breakfast at this time, I will go to work at this time. Let us begin managing our time from now. If we begin managing our time, then inshallah by the commencement of Ramadan, we will have total control over our life. We will be able to manage our time properly. If we try to manage our time once Ramadan has begun, by the time we've settled down, it will be Eid. Let us begin from now. We should pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, grant us barakah in this month of Rajab and in the month of Shaban. And start preparing. Let us make dua and start preparing mentally and also practically. Let us start adjusting ourselves and let us start making preparations for the month of Ramadan. How am I going to behave in the month of Ramadan? How am I going to busy myself with the ibadah? How much work am I going to continue? And we should also try to spend the last 10 days in i'tikaf. Because the person who spends the last 10 days in i'tikaf, he definitely acquires Laylatul Qadr. Because a person who comes into the masjid with the intention of i'tikaf, then even when he is sleeping, he is in i'tikaf. So he is engaged in an ibadah. So a mu'takif, the person in i'tikaf, if he goes to sleep after Isha and wakes up at the time of suhoor, it is as if he has worshipped the whole night. It is for this reason our mashayikh, our akabir used to sit in i'tikaf to find Laylatul Qadr. And if we are able to sit in a masjid where there is an environment of ibadah, there are pious people, it is even more better. So let us begin from today. Inshallah, I will continue with the rest of the hadith next week. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa laqibatu lil muttaqeen. Wa salatu wa salam. Ala rasulihi sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna. لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم بارك لنا فيما أعطيتنا وقنا واصرف عنا شر ما قضيت لنا اللهم اذهب الباس رب الناس اشفي انت الشافي لا شفاء الا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما ولا مرضا اللهم اذهب الباس رب الناس اشفي انت الشافي لا شفاء الا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما ولا مرضا اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك واغننا بفضلك عمن سواك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الجنون والجذام والبرس وسيء الأقسام برحمتك يا رب.